Hi, everybody. This is Steve Barish. I'm finally back on the air and feeling a lot better. I had a bout with cancer, and I feel much better. I'll try to explain to you what happened, but first I want to give you a phone number to call in worldwide so we can do some healings tonight. 1-888-815-9756. What happened is that, unbeknownst to me, I let my acidic levels drop to 4.2, and that can breed a lot of trouble. And one of the things it can breed is cancer. And I ended up having it in my kidney, and luckily enough, I found a good doctor who found it for me, actually, which is an amazing thing. But we found it in the beginning stages, at stage one, which means that it's the least amount of cancer there is. And they took it out for me. I still have my kidney. They did radio frequency ablation, and I feel much better. I have to go back in 3 months to do some checking to make sure it's all good. They'll give me an MRI at that time, or a CT, which is a CAT scan. But I feel much better. I've been convalescing at home, and I was doing the Fred Bell Show for a while, but last couple weeks with Thanksgiving and some other things, we haven't been on, but I'll be on next week with Fred, hopefully. What I want to do is to discuss how precious life is, and what we need to do to keep ourselves in a creative mode to realize how delicate a balance our lives are. Again, I want to just reiterate the phone number here, 1-888-815-9756, and you can call in, we can talk, I'll send you energy as much as I possibly can. But even the healer's healer can get sick, and we have to realize that we're only human, that we need to allow ourselves to be able to take a look at ourselves and say, well, things are not 100%. And so what we need to do is that we need to thank God, for me anyhow, that it was found so early. My bowel actually shut down. For whatever reason, we could never figure it out. The doctors couldn't figure it out. But anyhow, they did a MRI, and they found the cancer in my kidney when they were doing the bowel. So somebody was watching over me, and so I feel very lucky indeed that they found it at the earliest stage possible. Again, it's a number one cancer. It's the least amount of evasive cancer that there is. And so I lucked out, and I'm here to tell you about it. Even though I do healings all over the world, it does happen to the best of us. And I'm talking about all healers. We just run into things that sort of teach us a very important lesson, that we are human and that we have errors and we do make mistakes, and we're given a chance, and my chance is that I can start over and be a better person for it. So that's what I'm trying to tell you, that precisely that life is so short and it's so important to live right and correctly. And at that particular moment when I wasn't living right and correctly in terms of the way I was eating, that's when I ran into trouble. And so I'm back on track, or I'm on track as best I can be. I'm seeing a wonderful few doctors, and I'm seeing a couple alternative doctors that are really, really helping me also. And I thank God that we can really thank God that these things can correct themselves if we're willing and able to get that second chance and live by it. So that's what I'm doing, and trying to be the best that I can be right now. Again, I'm convalescing. I am starting to do some massage work at work. I still get tired from the time to time, but I'm doing the best that I can. I am meditating every day. I'm trying to live the best that I possibly can and to help as many people as I possibly can. So I feel good being back on air and realizing that I was given a second chance. But that's what we need to talk about tonight. If somebody has a problem, please don't hesitate to call me. I'm more than happy to help you with any issues that you might have in terms of energy, in terms of healing. The one thing that I found out for myself is that it's pretty impossible to heal ourselves, and I don't know why. I just can't do it. I haven't been able to do it since day one. I can go into my own heart. I can do my vows, I can do the blood, I can do different things of that nature to help myself out, but to create healing, I haven't been able to do that, and I've been able to do that for everybody else but Steve Barish, and it's really funny, but I guess the healer needs to heal himself through proper ways of eating and diet control, so that's what I'm doing now. So, granted that we have a good life and that we need to know in what direction we're going, and I think it's very important to know that whatever direction God wants me to go in, that's a direction that I'm living in now and trying to do the best that I possibly can. It's very important for me to realize that the beautifulness that we have inside of ourselves can also be for ourselves, and the ocean of gratitude and the ocean of love that is within ourselves is not so hard to reach. It's actually fairly easy to do, and that's what I wanted to discuss tonight, that we really need to get in touch with the gratitude and the love and the compassion that is inside of ourselves. And to do that is fairly simple. It's not difficult to do. All we need to do is get in touch with our inner selves and to realize that we have gifts inside of us. Everybody has different gifts. Everybody has a gift towards either love, light, humanity, whatever the case may be that you have, is something that God has given you, and all you need to do is to tap into that, and you'll be able to see the sea of happiness, the sea of gratitude, the sea of compassion, and it's all there inside of you to be able to get in touch with that, even to bathe in that sea, which I'm doing now. I've always had that. I've always been able to see that. My issue is that I haven't lived a dietary life. I've always lived very, very largely, and so now I'm cutting back and trying to live a little bit more humbly and with a lot more humility towards food. I'm starting to realize that food can get us into a lot of trouble, and also that food can get us into a lot of happiness. So I choose the happiness over the sadness or over whatever condition that I had before. I can't tell you the importance of feeling good and realizing that there are people out there that really wanted to help me. And when they found out that I had cancer, they really came and really helped me so much that the love was there all the time. And through my own love to myself and through the love that they gave me, I'm getting much better. And I just hope that, God forbid, if you do have this disease, please be more humble with yourself and accept it for what it is. We need to accept cancer as part of our life and let it go. And the way you do that is to get in touch with it and love it. And eventually it will go. So we need to do that as much as we possibly can. I'm sorry to say that I didn't pay attention to my body. I've been overweight most of my life, and again, I used to live very large in terms of eating. So what I'm doing is cutting way back. And Dr. Fred would often tell me that I was eating wrong, but you know, when you enjoy yourself, sometimes you get engrossed in things that we shouldn't get engrossed with in terms of eating certain meats and potatoes, different things of that nature that can actually cause us some trouble. So it's not that I don't love potatoes. Believe me, I love potatoes like crazy, and I love beef like crazy. But I'm really, really cutting back and eating more veggie than I have before. That still means I haven't given up all the meat, and I haven't given up the potatoes, but I'm cutting back on it an awful lot and trying to understand what happened to me. And I'm starting to understand that at an acidic level, that's where everything breeds, and that's what can cause you a lot of difficulty in life. So, again, if you have that and your acids are low, I am at 6.7 now, thank God for Ishmael. He's really, really helped me tremendously. But the other thing is that we need to get in touch with these seeds that are inside of us. And the way to do that is to go deep inside of ourselves, either through meditation or if you have the ability to be able to see it instantaneously, is to stay there and just allow yourself to fall into that sea. Feel the gratitude, feel the love, the compassion. Everything is there for you. And I've been bathing in that for quite a while right now. And so I hope that will help me even more to be able to realize how grateful I am that God has given me a second chance. So without a doubt, I really love him very, very specially, and to be able to help me at a level that I needed so badly. I haven't been on the radio in a couple months because I've been really fighting a bout of trying to understand why Steve Barish ended up with this, and I'm starting to realize that it was through food and through not taking care of myself. So as much as I am in holiness, and I try to live my life as much as I can in holiness, that we need to take care of ourselves even more. And I'm starting to realize that it's very important to live the life that we want, and to be able to help people the way we want, and to realize that there's a lot of help out there for everybody. And we need to be able to help that. And the one thing I've learned is to accept help from everybody, not to shut anybody off or to shun anybody down because they want to help us. If we have that kind of attitude, then we're already accepting trouble. There's a lot of people out there with a lot of love and a lot of healing and a lot of light that are out there that potentially can help us. And if they show up at your front door or they call you and tell you that I can help you, believe me, they can help you, especially when they don't know anything about you and they just call and say, I'm here to help you at any time. And believe me, it really feels good to be loved and to be understood even better than I can understand myself sometimes. So it's wonderful to have the abilities to be able to sense that and to touch that and to realize that so much happiness comes from within ourselves. And so I'm living that life. And that's enough about my cancer, and that's enough about the other things. What we need to get in touch with right now is something, and I would like to take you on a meditative tour into the sea of gratitude that's within inside of ourselves. And if you're willing to do that with me, I'm more than happy to help you with it. And we can get in touch with the sea of gratitude. We can get in touch with the sea of compassion, love, harmony, And those are the things that are really important for us. So if you would like to, if you just shut your eyes, it'll only take about 3 minutes to get in touch with this kind of energy. So just relax and enjoy it. That's it. Just come with me. Good. You guys are doing great. It feels really good to be able to get in touch with you guys again. Just relax. Enjoy the ride. There we go. Don't be afraid. Allow yourself to fall into the sea. That's it. Relax. And you're going to go through some dark energy before you get to the light. Allow yourself to go through that. You're doing fine. That's it. Very good. You should be just about at the center of your body right now, and that is down by your gut. So what we're doing is getting in touch with all that wonderful energy. That's it. Just allow everything to go. Just stay there. And what we're doing is releasing the negative energy. That's it. That's wonderful. A little bit of the negative energy that we're taking out is very important because that'll help clear the way for light. As we're releasing the negative energy, the white energy or pure light is coming in right behind us. And you should be able to feel that now as it's coming through even clearer. If you want, you can step your feet into the water around you. You should be able to feel that. Allow that to cleanse you. That's it. You should be able to feel the water into the sea. Don't be afraid of it. This is all part of you. Everybody has this inside of them. You should be able to sense a piece of joy and happiness right now. That's it. So don't be afraid of getting in touch with that. That's really beautiful. Wonderful. Great. And then we're coming back. Just allow that to fulfill and fill every need of love and happiness for you. You should be able to feel that opening up and allowing that energy to pour out of you and allowing the pure energy to come into you. You should be able to feel that. Good. And that's that. Just allow that to stay there, and that'll automatically clear all by itself. If anybody has any questions, please don't hesitate to call. I'm more than happy to help you as much as I possibly can and to realize that we're all in this together. It takes a lot more than just one person to help. And what's happening now is that should be pretty clear. You should see a ball of light. And you should be able to feel that sea. You should be able to feel, and you should be up to your tummy in water right now. So if you move your hands around, you'll be able to feel that sea. Just allow that sea to clear you. That's it. Don't be afraid of it. That's you. That's the wonderfulness that God has given you to allow you to touch that. That's it. That's the way you get in touch with it. It'll just lay back in the water and let that cleanse you and make you feel so much better. That's really, really great stuff. It's so good to feel that. That's terrific. you. It feels good to me. Good. So now we're starting. You should feel clear from your belly all the way up to the top of your head. You should be able to feel that energy opening up all the way down at your feet. You have chakras in your feet. The people that have listened to this, their feet should be opening up. And if you look down, if you're capable of seeing light, there's two holes at the bottom of your feet, about an inch and a half past your toes, and that light is pretty strong. And if you're advanced enough, you should be able to see that light. Even if you are not advanced enough, that light is there for you, and that tingling should be able to feel that. So the more we open that energy up, the more we open ourselves up, and you should be able to feel yourself grounding even more. And I think that's really important for a lot of people to do, because a lot of people don't get grounded. I know that there's a lot of energy people out there, and some of us get scattered once in a while. This will keep you from getting scattered. It'll really, really help you to stay very balanced. Everybody that has gone on this journey with me should be able to feel that energy. Again, if you need to call me to discuss about this, it's 1-888-815-9756. So I hope that we can discuss this and to be able to help each other along the way. The other thing is that we have to treat ourselves with more love. I know I have to treat myself with more love. And I thought I was doing that all along, but evidently we all need to keep ourselves in much love as we possibly can. So I'm learning also. It's something that we need to do. The energy is really beautiful. It's really nice to be able to feel all that love. You should be open a lot more. You should be much more grounded. That's really, really good stuff. That's wonderful. It's wonderful to be able to get in touch with that kind of energy. Yeah, it feels really good. I hope you guys stayed with that long enough to be able to be opening to that kind of wonderful energy that you're feeling now. Just remember that it's not hard to get in touch with that. It's hard to stay there, but it's not hard to open up to it. So we need to realize that we have the ability to open those energies to make ourselves feel so much better and to feel more love and light and harmony. So it's really important to get in touch with that love and to be able to handle it as best we can. And that's what makes everything worthwhile, knowing that you have this kind of ability to be able to get in touch with those energies that are really, really good for you. So I think the important thing is to realize that we have the abilities to do whatever we want to do, and that we can heal ourselves to an extent of being able to bring that light in and create more wisdom and more understanding in terms of knowing where to go and what to do. Again, sometimes we don't listen, and sometimes we do listen. Just keep that voice of silence in your head and understand that you have the ability to get in touch with that. And that's really, really important to do. So we have a special guest coming on at 6:30 tonight. And she's a real, real sweet person. And Marjorie, we've been friends for a few years. And Marjorie's got a product that's really, really fabulous. And she's been dealing with this product for some time. She has the ability to be able to heal a lot of people just with a hand cream and a skin cream that really, really works. So I hope that you have a few minutes to be able to listen to her and her story of how she got in touch with this wonderful energy. And Marjorie and I have been friends for quite some time, and she's got some wonderful products. I know that Dr. Fred uses her products, and I know that Dr. Fred's fiance also uses that kind of energy, and it really does make a difference. So I think it's really good that somebody that offers you a product that works so wonderfully well, that can actually heal you just by using it. It's tremendous, and it's called Hydreme, and it's fabulous stuff, just absolutely fabulous. But please, when you have the ability of being able to get in touch with yourself, please don't hesitate to get in touch with yourself. Go to the sea of happiness, go to the sea of tranquility, and just bathe in it. Allow it to touch you in whatever way it can, and not to be afraid of who you are. You know? Use that power that you have inside of yourself. Everybody has got it. Everybody has got the spark of God within themselves. And so it's really important to be able to get in touch with that, and to really, really get in touch with that and use it. So it's really wonderful to get in touch with the energies that are available to us from God and from heaven and his angels. And we are touched with love. We are touched with tremendous love. And we need to be able to feel all that love. And that's something that I'm working on too, is that we need to be able to open up to all the love that's around us. And with me, I was a little piggy and got myself into trouble, but I'm out of the trouble. And I'm here to tell you that we have the ability to get in touch with all the love that we can. And it opens up even more for us, which is a fabulous way of being. So if you are able to get in touch with that love and with that energy, just be able to do that. You should be able to see a lot more light within yourselves, and that's really fabulous. So I think it's really wonderful to do that and to really get in touch with the wonderful things that we have inside of ourselves, to be able to use that magic and open ourselves up to the wonderful magic that is within us and the miracles that we have all the time running through us. And I think it's really important that we get in touch with that. So you need to stay with that as much as you possibly can and not be afraid of using that kind of ability and that kind of energy to get in touch with things that are really important for us. And so that's what I've been talking about for a while, of getting in touch with all that love and all that happiness. And it's really, really important to do. Don't be afraid of opening yourself up more, and to understand that it's always there, and it's always filled with love, and it's always filled with light. So without further ado, that's it. That's how it works. And we need to be able to get in touch with that love. However, we need to be able to share that love and to be able to give it to as many people as we possibly can. So it's really, really important to do. And I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be alive. I'm glad to understand that I have abilities as much as anybody else, and that we need to keep them as free and as clear as we possibly can. So I think it's really, really wonderful to do. And so I think Marjorie was going to be on in about 2 minutes, and I think it'd be a lot of fun listening to her and to understand that she has the abilities to make people really, really feel good. And so she'll be on in a minute. Meantime, please get in touch with all the energy you can within yourself and listen to it. It's really, really important to listen to that energy. And it's real important to get in touch with that energy and to realize that we have the abilities to be able to protect ourselves and to listen totally to what our bodies are telling us and not fight it. So it's really important that we do things correctly and lovingly for ourselves. And it's really important. So that's what we need to do. But meantime, it's a pleasure. I miss Dr. Valerie. I'm really good friends with Dr. Valerie. I need to call her one of these days just to say hello. She's on Tuesday nights. And so maybe one of these days I'll give her a call and we can sit and chat on the phone and do a lot of energy healing work for a lot of people on the planet. I know we've been doing a lot of energy for the plants and for the animals and for Mother Earth itself, and it's really important to be able to give back as much as we possibly can. So that's really important stuff to do. The other things are that we need to discuss are, what do we do when we do get sick?
I apologize to break in here. I know that we're trying to reach the tree, but I can't reach him yet. I don't get any answers.
Great, thank you. We're trying to get a hold of Marjorie now. But what I'm trying to say is that we have abilities far beyond anything that we really know. And once you start listening to that voice, please be attentive to it. I thought that I was very attentive to it, but evidently I didn't listen close enough. I knew that I needed to change my diet. I knew that I needed to live a different kind of life. And I didn't listen to it, and it got me into trouble. I knew that I needed to change things, but I'm not knocking myself. What I'm saying is, hello?
Hi, Steve. I think you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. How you doing, Marjorie?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, honey. I was telling everybody that you were coming on the air. And Marjorie is the owner of Hydre Me, and Hydre Me is a wonderful product. I've been using it for years. I know Dr. Fred has, his fiance has been using it. I know that they sell a ton of it. But the ingredients are absolutely beautiful here. I mean, purified spring water, organic coconut, organic aloe vera. I mean, everything in it is absolutely pure. And it's really good to see a product that is really, really pure. So could you fill us in on how you discovered that?
Well, Steve, first off, I want to thank you very much for inviting me to be on with you.
Sure.
I'm flattered and I'm grateful. And I want to also wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Same
and
here.
Thank you. And I know that you had a procedure recently and that you weren't feeling very well, but you sound very strong and you sound like you're doing much better. And
thank
I praise
you.
God that everything is turning around.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Marjorie.
Well, the Hydre Me products are a gift, you know, to men and women both and children. And I'm very, very happy and proud to offer them. There are a lot of health food stores, primarily in the Mid-Atlantic region, that are selling products. And as distribution is a little slow, but we do offer the products for sale online. And for your listeners tonight, I want to extend a nice opportunity, because it is the gift-giving time of year, for those consumers who are interested. If they go to hydrame.com, and that is spelled HYDRAME.com, and again, that's HYDRAME.com, they will receive a free gift of a 2-ounce travel-size bottle,
Fantastic.
With their purchase of an 8-ounce, and I will also include an organic lip repair balm also free as a complimentary holiday gift. And the items will be packaged in a royal blue organza pouch, the same coloring that you see when you go to the website. So whether this be for yourself or somebody else, it really does make a beautiful presentation as well as it is a nutrient for your skin.
You know, that sounds like an awfully good Christmas gift to me.
Yeah, and you were asking about the ingredients, Steve, and how it all came to be. These botanicals, Steve, were selected because of their attributes to the skin. And the commonality to the skin, the absorption, the aminos, and the essential fatty acids, and the vitamins and minerals, all of these botanicals contain those essentials. And your skin is not only moisturized, but your skin is hydrated. Your skin nourished. And it's moisturized. So we take this whole product above and beyond just simple moisturization. We make sure that we have three products in one with the Hydromate. And what we've done is we have bypassed the ingredient of glycerin. We do not use glycerin in any of our products. And the primary reason is because glycerin is a very large molecule that sits topically on the skin. And it doesn't go anywhere, and it doesn't do anything for the skin, okay? And that's why men really are attracted to the Hydromate, is because it absorbs nicely into the skin. There is no residual afterfeel, and there is no fragrance of a fruity or a flowery kind of an aroma that would agitate the senses of a man.
Right.
So it's a wonderful gender-neutral product. So we're really excited about that. Plus, we're getting a lot of positive response and many sales from the naturopathic community. And massage therapists like yourself are ordering it in the gallon-sized containers, because a lot of the patrons in massage clinics, they don't like to have to go shower after they receive a massage. They want to put their clothes on and go.
Right.
And the Hydromate does that very nicely for the massage practitioner. So we're really excited about that, too.
That's fantastic. You know, when I get sores on my hand, you know, I have to wash my hands every time I get finished a massage, and they get really, really rough. And when I put my Hydromate on after each massage, you know, this soreness and those muscles, they just feel so much better. I mean, my hands feel better. They don't ache as bad as they usually do when I use Hydromate products. So it really does work.
I'm glad that you say that. I think there's something here that I forgot to mention to you, however, and Hydromate features silver hydrosol. And this isn't just an ordinary silver hydrosol. This is sovereign silver hydrosol. And for those people who are familiar with colloidal silvers and who do patronize health food stores, they will know and recognize the name sovereign silver. It is sold in over 4,000 health food stores in the country.
Right,
we have agreed with them, and we use their silver in our Hydromate products, and their name is also on the 8-ounce label. And for people who know about that particular silver, it's a particle size, and it's a very tiny particle size. It has inherent energy, and it does not have any attachments to it, meaning there are no proteins or salts chemically attached to their silver. And a lot of people know what I'm talking about when I mention that. It's a very clean silver. It's highly energized.
Yes.
And so when you use the Hydromate, as you would know, Steve, from being an energy work, you feel the energy coming from the product. You'll feel a nice coolness on your skin.
Yes.
And you feel a nice soft tingle sensation, a cooling effect, a soothing effect.
Yeah.
And it works very nicely in that capacity. I do want to mention, though, to people that it's very concentrated product. It's a very rich product.
Yes.
So when I what I mean by that is, when you apply it to your hands, a dime-sized portion is adequate for both hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then for those people who have very dry knuckles, very dry elbows, or have patchy skin areas, then target those areas with an additional application and layer the product on as you would your clothing, okay? By just pumping on the pump head and getting this big 50-cent size in your hand is a waste. People know organic products are very expensive, and this is not a synthetic item. There's no need to, you know, pump on the bottle and take an abundance of it. Now, I do recommend that you use it entirely on your whole body because, now this is something very serious. I don't know if I told you this, Steve, but when I was 18, I had cancer. I had malignant thyroid cancer, okay? Now, I'm 43 years old now, and I've been without a thyroid because I had a thyroidectomy at 18, a radical thyroidectomy. And I've, I've gone back and forth with taking different thyroid medication, and now I'm on the Armor, the natural, and I've been for many, many years, and thank God that we have that opportunity for that Armor thyroid. But I will tell you that I see, not just in myself, and I'm a health enthusiast, I go to the gym, I lift weights, I'm very conscientious of what I eat, and I drink a lot of water.
Right.
But I see a lot of deterioration in people's skin. Once they get into their late 30s, early 40s, especially in women, don't know exactly what it is, but I see it across the board, and I see it in people's faces, a premature fast aging. Okay?
Right.
So this is why, going back to your original question, this is why we say with the Hydramay, feed your skin. And that is why this is a nutrient for the skin, to put back elements into the skin that are becoming fastly depleted. Okay?
Yes.
And the Hydramay does work. It does hydrate quickly, and the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles does seem to dissipate, and I do believe that it is because of the hydration of the essential elements, botanical, penetrating into the epidermis layer.
Yeah, the interesting part of it is I was reading some of the ingredients. Can I read this? Do you mind?
Go ahead.
It says purified spring water, organic coconut, organic aloe vera, glycerol monostrate, palm stearic, organic sweet almond, organic golden jojoba, organic wheat germ, vitamins A, D, and E, lecithin, organic grapeseed. It's amazing how much organic is here. Organic hemp seed, organic olive, organic safflower, organic rosehip seed oils, vitamin C, natural mixed how do you pronounce
it?
Tocopherols. Antioxidant, vitamin E, citrus, seed extracts. I mean, it just keeps going on, but it's just, it's really wonderful.
Well, it, you know what, Steve? The nice thing is that you get your EFAs, which is your essential fatty acids, which is your 3, 6, and 9, which are vital to the skin.
Right.
This goes beyond the glycerin, which is 99.5% of all products on the market. Their main constituent is that of glycerin. That's it. But glycerin is a benign substance, and it doesn't do anything for the skin. As a matter of fact, it was designed in the Industrial Revolution to keep clean from drying.
And
then they discovered that it had a lot of uses and it had a lot of versatility for cosmetic. But we think about nutrition, what we put into our bodies in terms of what we eat and what we drink.
Right.
I thought to myself, we need to have a nutritional application for the skin that goes way above and benign, above and beyond a benign substance like glycerin. And so that's where this whole thing came. Well, if you're going to do something to your skin, why don't you feed your skin? And so that's where the Hydramay formula came from. Concept of it to be very heavy antioxidant and nurturing, and that's where it all came from. We have a bath wash too, and
you
we
do.
Have yes, we have a bath wash, and we have a lot of men using that to wash their hair with. Actually, I know a woman called me from Florida last week, and she says, you know, she says my husband is using your bath wash on his hair, and I said, really? I said, well, he could, he can, you know. She mm-hmm. says, his hair actually feels better. And it has a nice texture to it, and it
mm-hmm.
looks healthier.
Mm-hmm.
She says he's just so impressed with it.
Right,
and I said, well,
right.
glad. Thank you, you know.
That's wonderful.
But, yes, and we have people that are using that on their pets. Now, I know that there's a lot of preparations on the market now for pets and such,
mm-hmm.
but some people are actually using the bath wash on their pets, and they're calling in to report some really nice things, which I'm very grateful for, and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What else? We have a men's aftershave balm
yes.
and a men's shave gel, which are very
exciting.
And we have a finger split repair, and the finger split repair is really nice around this time of year. Now, Steve, you live in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here in Ohio.
Right.
And I know BBS is in California and how beautiful a time of year it is there.
Right,
but the
right,
split
right.
repair was born when I worked in the beauty salon, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This was back about 20 years. But I would do, I would work on people who had disfigured hands, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I would do manicures on women, and I would do enhancement nails on
mm-hmm.
women who had less than beautiful hands, okay?
Right.
I came across a lot of women and men, for that matter, who had terrible splits in their
mm-hmm.
index and their
mm-hmm.
thumb.
And
right. they would complain how painful they were, and they'd have to bandage them, and some women would even take super glue and try to glue the crack
wow.
together. Well, now we have a finger split repair. And
mm-hmm.
how this finger split repair works is you apply it to the index or the thumb or wherever
mm-hmm.
you have a very bad abrasion to your fingertips, because anybody who knows, when you get dressed, your fingers will snag on your clothing, whether it's
mm-hmm.
rayon or polyester or whatever kind of a garment
mm-hmm.
that you are putting on,
mm-hmm.
your fingers will snag. And, oh, my gosh, that is so irritating. It's almost like fingernails on a chalkboard, you know.
Right.
So the finger split repair, when you massage that balm into your fingers, I then tell people, follow up immediately with either the 8-ounce or the 2-ounce travel size and put that over the top and sleep
yes.
with that on your hands. And the next morning, you will find a quickened recovery of the skin. And that is
right.
that is absolute truth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
for people who want to make that even more effective, I say go
mm-hmm.
to your local beauty store, or you can
mm-hmm.
even go to a Walgreens or something and find yourself a very fine file, a fine
okay.
file, not very coarse, and very lightly file your fingertips along on the skin side and,
mm-hmm.
and take off some of those little burrs, little skin
right.
burrs.
Right, right.
And help to smooth some of that roughened skin. And
yeah.
then apply the finger split and the 8-ounce or the 2-ounce skin nutrition over the top. And keep up that routine for a few days, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you will really see that skin improve, and your fingers will not feel so sensitive. I go through it every day because I do a lot of boxing and a lot
mm-hmm.
of packaging, and of
right.
course I'm, you know, managing the office and all of the incidentals that go with that.
Yes.
And so consequently,
yes.
My hands tend to look like a truck driver, and I really don't like them to look like that because I'm from the, you know, the cosmetic field
yes.
initially, but the natural side of the cosmetic field.
Mm-hmm,
so we
mm-hmm,
like to have
mm-hmm.
a nice appearance, especially when you're going to shake somebody's hand. Nobody wants to shake somebody's hand or grease
sure.
somebody if their hands are all torn up.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. That's
so,
amazing.
But that's a very nice product, and I hope that your listeners are will at least follow along with us on the website. They can read a little bit about it.
Right. You have a good friend of yours in Brooklyn, New York, who
yeah.
has
yeah.
this product, and she's also one of the best psychic people I have ever met in my life. And,
yes, Rebecca Malter.
Right.
That's right.
And she is in New York, and she sells the product there, and also that she has abilities far beyond most people's comprehension in terms of healing abilities.
Yeah.
So she
you
can really
talk a
pick
bit about it.
Oh, sure, please.
Rebecca Malter is in Brooklyn, and she has the Essence of Life Wellness Center. And if anybody is listening tonight who happens to be in the Brooklyn, Manhattan area, please stop it and see Rebecca. Rebecca is a medical intuitive.
Yes.
She's also very gifted in many other aspects. Her credentials are quite extensive. But she is she's a wonderful humanitarian. And
yes.
if there's anything that she can do, she will do it to
She'll
help
do it.
People. She's full of love. She's
mm-hmm.
full of light. And she, I met Rebecca at a trade show in 2007, and we've been connected ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And she
mm-hmm.
is actually very integral in
mm-hmm.
the Hydramay project.
Mm-hmm.
And I love her very much.
Yeah.
And she has many products to share with people right there in her store. I can tell you right now, one of her favorite things that she likes to speak about on a very scientific level is the Grandeur technology. And, of course, we do use Grandeur technology, for those of you who are listening and recognize the name. It's
mm-hmm.
Austrian
mm-hmm.
science.
Mm-hmm.
And we use that in the Hydramay product to tighten the molecular structure so that the botanicals will penetrate into the epidermal layer more quickly.
Okay.
But Rebecca uses items like that in her practice, and please give her a call. I'd like to give her number, Steve, if you let
absolutely,
me.
Absolutely.
Okay. Her number, if anybody would like to talk with her for a consultation or set an appointment for her, and she'd love to hear from you, is area code 718-788-8783. And, again, that's the Essence of Life Wellness Clinic, and you can find her online as well. And you can just Google her, and she'll come up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a shame. I should have called her and had her on the show, too. That would have been nice.
Oh, but, she's doing a lot of construction. She's redoing her office, actually.
Oh, is she? That's great.
Yeah, I talked to her earlier. Actually, I talked to her this afternoon after you and I spoke.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she sounded really strong this afternoon and really happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she picked up on me having cancer, by the way. She's very, very good, and I listen to her when she talks. I mean, she's an extremely good medical intuitive, and she really helped me. So my hat's off to her and to you. Your products are so good and so pure and so loving that I use them a lot. As a matter of fact, they just took the my bandage off, so I'm going to be using the Hydramay on my healing in terms of using it for my back where they went into the kidney. Yes. So
I would recommend using the TIP product.
Okay.
On the incision line, and then put the Skin Nutrition over the top.
Okay. Right.
There's arnica and calendula in the TIPS product.
Okay.
Put that on first, and then the other over the top.
Okay, great. I'll do that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's wonderful. And everybody's fine at home? Everybody's doing well?
Everybody's doing really well. You know, I picked up a rescue dog about 4 weeks ago.
Cool.
It's interesting story, Steve. I was looking for a companion dog
mm-hmm.
to my existing dog I've had for 8 years. He happens to be a collie golden retriever, but he has behavioral disorders. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I went to the dog pound. I've been there a couple times in the last year, and my daughter had visited from college, and I said, let's just run down and do a walkthrough. And I wasn't expecting to find anything, and it's always when you're detached that something comes forward, right? So here we are
mm-hmm.
at the dog
mm-hmm.
pound, and there's this little dog, little German Shepherd collie, and Steve, seriously, it was a head on a skeletal body.
Really?
And yes, the dog was just about, the dog was dying, okay?
Wow.
And it was semi in and out of consciousness, and you could tell. when the dog was alert, it was alert, but you could tell it was struggling. Okay. I looked at this little pet, and I said to myself, "My gosh, I really need to do something for her. I have to do something." And it haunted me, you know. Mm-hmm. And I had to wait a week or so because they had just found her, and they wanted to give the previous owner an opportunity to claim her.
Sure.
And so I had to wait that time period. But Steve, we brought her home, and I've been working on her. I mean, I have been working on her. I've been massaging her body. I've actually been putting the Hydromate into her skin, into her fur. Now, mind you, this dog had very little fur left, okay? This dog was so malnourished. Her spine was sticking out, and all of her ribs, you could count them, and she was losing all of her fur, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So I've been working on her, and Steve, honest, her fur is coming in nice
beautifully.
And thick. I do
beautifully,
affirmation work with her.
Yeah.
I tell her every day, in every way, our fur is coming in thicker and thicker.
Mm.
You know, I talk as if I'm the dog, too, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And her fur was very, what was left of it was very coarse. And
now,
in just 4 short weeks, she's feeling so soft.
Fantastic.
And the fur is coming in thicker, and she is very vibrant and exuberant. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, that's wonderful, honey. Listen, we're going to have to come to a close. Would you do me a big favor? Could you please give out your phone number so people can call you?
Yes, absolutely. My number is area code 440-897-1498. And I also have a toll-free, and that number is 866-941-4441.
That's fantastic, Marjorie.
That's
a wonderful story about your doggy, and I know that people love to hear that people are taking care of animals, and I know that God loves to hear that. So, listen, we're going to have to call it quits for the night, and I just want to tell you, it's such a pleasure having you on, that to know that people are out there that are healing other people and making things better for the planet. And I just want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart that you're doing such a wonderful job out there. And I want to thank Rebecca also. And
Steve, we thank you so much. And we thank you. And I know I speak on behalf of your listeners, too. Thank you for being there for us.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Listen, I'm going to have to sign off, but thank you so much for coming on. Everybody, send love and light to anybody that you know that needs some healing. Send love and light to the planet mostly. Mother Earth is ours, and we need to take good care of her. Thank you so much. Have a good evening, and I send everybody love and light. Marjorie, talk to you later, sweetheart. Bye-bye.